And these followers of Jesus, Peter, James, John, and then when there were seven deacons, was elected to assist the apostles, Philip went down to Samaria and preached. Amen. And we can see these followers of Jesus, after they had this glorious experience, and we can see that the power failed. The Holy Spirit came as a rushing mighty wind, filled the house, right, where they were sitting. And people began to speculate what was going on. But Peter finally stood up and said, "We are not drunk as you suppose, but this is that was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, says God, I will do what? Pour out my spirit upon." How much? No, it was just the Jews. Then it said, "Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see vision. Old men shall dream dreams, and on my handmaid and my servant, I will pour out my spirit, and they too shall prophesy." And you notice in Jesus telling them, which we looked at in Acts 1, he said, "But ye shall receive power." Then he said, after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And that's exactly what happened to them. And we can see they started right there where the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost that was there in Jerusalem. Among the Jews, they left Jerusalem, they spread out to Judea. They went to Samaria and then to utmost parts of the earth, and they reached us, and we're here. And starting in Jerusalem, which I've been there several years ago in 98, I believe I went to Israel, got a chance to see Jerusalem and so forth. But it spread it out to the ends of the earth. And we can see that when the Holy Spirit came on that day, there was there were some things done that was outstanding. 3,000 people got saved as a result. A little later, we saw 5,000 men get saved. And the Bible says they was added to the church daily, such as should be saved. They went to Samaria 8 years later, I believe I'm right. Then it went to Caesarea 10 years later. 20 years they went to Paul, as you find in the 19th chapter of the book of Acts. But here's what I want you to see. That's all good. Here's what I want you to see. But you shall receive power. We looked that word up, power. And in this particular verse, it means, I just looked at it, and it is in the Greek, dunamis, which means explosive, or dynamite is explosive. It is ability, is efficiency, it is the mighty work of the Holy Spirit, equipped with whatever is needed to get the job done. Did you hear what I said? But here's where the church world have gotten hung, and they try to make an issue out of it. The tongue. Some of them mock it, laugh at it, little jibber, 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 jibber stuff. But I told you last week, I know you bought shoes, I know you purchased shoes. Speaking in tongues is not the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is not speaking in tongues, but you can't do one without the other. They just come with the territory. You buy a shoe, the tongue come with it. You get full of the Holy Ghost, you will. I'm going to say it again. When you get filled with the Holy Spirit, you will speak with tongues. And it is the doorway into the supernatural. The Holy Spirit. Can I share a few things with you this morning? The Holy Spirit is the person, the third person in the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit, this is his dispensation. Jesus lived on this earth, as you know, about 33, maybe 33 and a half years, somewhere thereabout. He finished everything that he was sent by the Father to do. He accomplished that. Then he told them, say, I'm leaving. You remember telling the disciples, I'm leaving. They were sad, upset. He said, but I'm going to send you another friend. I'm going to send you another comfort. We're going to talk about him. Yeah, I'm going to read you some things about him. And he is coming. He will make his home in you. He will abide with you forever. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He will be with you in trouble. He will deliver you. He will honor you. He will honor me. He will deliver you. He will cause you to rise up above the circumstances, the opposition that you are confronted with. He will show you things to come. He'll teach you all things. Amen.